Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is July 16th, 1953, and the title is Seven Devils. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pamelo,
the Cisco Kid. Exciting story, The Seven Devils. Ever since man first indicated in writing the disposition of his property after his death, the will has been the subject of deep, dark plots. And so it was in the old Southwest of the 1870s that Brad Kelman, lawyer, was talking to Rick Corson, ranch foreman.
If you want old man Grant's money, Corson, you better kill him tonight.
Why tonight?
For two reasons. First, cause his niece Stella comes of age next week. The second, cause everybody, including you and me, will be at the Cowboys Masquerade Dance tonight.
I'm taking Stella to that dance tonight. The old man asked me if I'd take her, and she had a good time.
That's something we'll have to take a chance on. Her knowing the costume you're wearing. But I'm wearing the devil's costume, too. And so are five other hombres in this town. Because I checked to be sure.
Let's see now. Hadn't ought to take us more than 10 minutes to do the job and get back to the dance hall, had it?
Just about. Now, that'll give us time, too, to set a fire in one of the closets so the fire will break out good after we're back. And even if anybody should see us leave the old man's house, how are they going to prove anything with five others wearing exactly the same kind of costume?
You sure about that will of Grant's, eh, Brad?
Sure, I'm sure. I grew up the will, didn't I? If he dies before Stella comes of age, you, as his trusted foreman, administer the estate for her. If not, then everything goes to her direct.
But if she comes of age next week...
Look, Carson, once you're appointed administrator, I'll do the rest, and you and I'll split the property. Well?
I kind of hate to kill a bedridden invalid, Brad, but I sure do want that money. You having a good time, Miss Stella?
Oh, I'm having a wonderful time, Rick. But I'm worried about Uncle Gideon being home all alone. If he hadn't insisted that I come to this dance...
Oh, he'll be all right.
Just to make sure, I think I'll run home for a few minutes. Oh, I wish I hadn't promised this dance to Ben Jordan.
Well, Miss Stella, why don't you let me run over?
Are you sure you wouldn't mind?
Well, wouldn't mind at all, Miss Stella. Be glad to.
Oh,
you stay right here and I'll go. Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
Come on. Good thing you're wearing that purple mask or I wouldn't have recognized you in that costume.
Yeah, and you're the only one who knows it. Come on, let's go.
She asked me to go and see if the old man's all right.
What? That ain't going to be too good. She tells the sheriff later on that she was in the house. Oh, but wait a minute. Maybe it ain't so bad her sending you.
Hey, we can say we found the old man murdered. That might be better.
Anyway, we got to take a chance on that, too. Well, let's get this over and get back before it rains. We're in for a heavy storm. You bring a gun?
Yeah. I got a .44 under this costume. Here's the old man's room. He's asleep, Brad. Shall I gun whip him?
No, a bullet's better.
Yeah, but the noise.
I'll wait for a roll of that thunder. Come on, get it over to the bed there. Close. Come on, make sure it is. Well, that fixes him for keeps, Corson. Now let's get a fire started in another room.
Well, no point in starting a fire now, Brad. Not with Stella knowing we've been here.
Yes, there is, too. Storm's going to be a rip snorter. Who's going to know whether lightning hit this house and starts a fire or not?
Oh, I get the idea, Brad.
Maybe you won't have to tell Stella you found her uncle murdered, Corson. Maybe this fire will get going enough for it's discovered to burn up all the evidence. Keep away from Stella back at the dance, as you see.
Then tell her we found the old man all right, huh?
Yeah. Come on, let's get the fire going.
That lightning, Cisco.
Si, Pancho. It's very sharp. Unless we want to get wet, we must get undercover soon.
And where we go, Cisco?
We are going to call to see Senor Grant and his niece, Senorita Stella.
And Pancho be glad to see Senor Grant again, Cisco. And Senor Grant get Cisco and Pancho out of the jail once, no?
Si, for something we did not do.
Uh-huh.
That was before Senor Grant's horse fell and rolled on him and made him an invalid.
Listen, Cisco. Big time at the dance hall tonight.
Si, but we are not concerned with that, amigo.
Now it rains, Cisco.
Si. Senor Grant's place is just down the street. There's a stable behind the house. Let us get there. Hop, Cabloca.
Cabloca, behind the house. Pancho, think if this keep up, we have a bush to the clouds, Cisco.
I would not be surprised. Mother Mia, that lightning is coming closer and closer.
Rain harder and harder.
And just a second, we'll be undercover, Pancho. Here we are. Hold up.
Pancho, feed Diablo and Loco, Cisco.
Let us first ask permission of Senor Grant, Pancho. Then you can come back and tend to our horses.
Santo, Pancho, not dodge just in time. That lightning hit Pancho kaplum.
I do not think it was quite that close, amigo. But come, we'll run for the house. Come on.
Cisco. Only what thing Pancho like about rain, Cisco? It's wet.
See, Pancho, rain has a habit of being wet.
We knock at the door, Cisco.
Well, of course, amigo. We must remember our manners, rain or no rain.
Oh, lazy. Sure is pouring down, Corson.
Yeah, we gotta get back. Let's go.
Oh, your pardon, senor. Pancho and I could not get out of your way. You came out of that door so fast.
Who are you?
I'm the Cisco Kid. Mi compañero Pancho and I are calling to see Senor Grant. Oh, the senores are in the costume of Satan. It's very good.
Pancho, I'd like to stand the rain, Cisco. We go in, huh?
No.
Huh?
No, you ain't going in there. You can try it
out.
Go ahead in, Cisco. It's all right.
Your friend seems to be disturbed. If there's any reason why we should not go in.
No. It's all right, Cisco. Go on in.
Gracias. We will.
Are you crazy, Brad? They'll find the old man's body.
We ain't fighting that Cisco kid to his face. He's too dangerous. We'll get undercover and wait until he comes out. Then you gun him and the other one down, and then we go back to the hall and report we got him in the act of murdering old Grant. Come on.
There are lamps lighted in the house, Pancho, but no one seems to be home.
Pancho not like that devil, hombre, Cisco.
I did not like him either. But perhaps he was just in a quarrelsome mood.
Perhaps.
As I recall it, Senor Grant's room was just down this corridor. Let us see.
Senor Grant asleep, Cisco?
Oh, it is possible, Chico, although it is not late in the evening.
Very early.
However, perhaps we should not take the chance of waking him up.
We will find the senorita, huh?
Senorita is probably at the dance. Maybe we had better just leave a note, wait in the stable until the storm has passed, and then ride on, Pancho.
Just like Cisco say.
Yeah, I think that would be best. No, a momento, Pancho.
What?
That hombre was a little too concerned about our coming into this house.
He was?
I'm going to have a look in Senor Grant's room, Pancho.
Pancho got a look too, huh?
I will open the door quietly in case the senor is asleep.
He asleep, Cisco? Pancho tell from the light from the hall.
See, but I do not quite like that position he is lying in, Pancho. Get that hall lamp a minute.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho got the lamp.
Bring it over here near the bed, Pancho.
Si. Madre mia.
He's been murdered. And within the past few minutes, too.
That lightning close, Cisco.
Those hombres who came out of the house, they are the ones.
The ones?
And being in costume, they must have come here from the dance.
And Pancho think he smell the smoke, Cisco.
I smell it too, amigo. The smell of that lightning bolt. Also the smell of gunpowder still in this room.
Pancho not mean this, Cisco.
Pancho, we must get over to that dance hall quickly. Come.
Pancho, put on the lamp. Now, Pancho, come. These hombres will go back to the dance hall, Cisco?
I do not know, Pancho. The sheriff will be at the dance, I imagine, and he must be told about this at once.
Pancho, remember the sheriff, he not like us.
That makes no difference. He still must be told of this murder.
Now we get wet some more.
Well, we can run, amigo.
Rain, run, run, rain. Pancho, leave the siesta tomorrow.
Come on.
Down, Pancho. Get around the corner of the house. Those coyotes.
Shoot, go from the stable, Cisco.
See, and I'm going into that stable, Pancho.
Pancho, go in the stable, too.
I do not like to be shot at from ambush.
Cisco, shoot back, no?
See, but I will be careful so as not to hit Diablo Loco. That may put those hombres off their guard. If I could get my hands on them, Pancho.
Pancho, think you hear the hombres run away, Cisco?
You are right, Pancho. They are running away. We have no chance of catching them in this rain and darkness. Come, we will go to the dance hall and report to the sheriff.
Nope, nope. Getting to my too old for that.
Oh, nonsense.
But, who are you, young lady? Can't tell with you wearing a mask.
I'm Stella Grant.
Oh, yeah, sure. Ought to spotted you as the prettiest gal in the hall anyway.
Oh, thank you, Sheriff.
Quite a time. Who'd you come with, Stella?
Rick Corson.
What kind of a rig's he got on?
A devil costume.
What? Him, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seems to be a lot of the boys from the nether regions here tonight.
I should say so. But I wonder where Rick can be. Said he'd go back to the house and see how Uncle Gidding was, but...
Well, there's a couple of hombres in devil's costumes just coming in.
Oh, yeah.
My thunder, they're soaking wet, too.
Oh, that's probably Rick. Hey, Rick! Rick! I'm over here!
All right, Miss Stella.
Was Uncle Gideon all right?
No. No, he wasn't, Miss Stella. Hey, you get this too, Sheriff.
Oh, what's the matter?
Your uncle's been murdered.
What's that, Rick? Murdered?
No, no.
Yeah. And there's the hombre that murdered him, the Cisco Kid. He just came in that door.
Oh.
How do you know, Rick?
Me and Brad Kelman got there just as Cisco and that other sidewinder was coming out. We didn't try to stop him. We didn't know then that they'd murdered Gideon. You better grab him, Sheriff.
Wait a minute here. Yes. Stop the blast of music. I can't hear myself think. George! Stop playing the piano.
What's the matter, Sheriff?
Matter is, we got a murder on our hands.
Hey, Sheriff, you have. And those two hombres beside you, those customs are wet in the rain, are the ones to question.
Hey, tell me a different story, Cisco.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I, the Cisco Kid and this other sidewinder murdered all Gideon Grant not more than 10 minutes ago. Oh,
why, you lying coyote.
Stand back, Cisco. I've got my gun on.
Well, there's a helpless invalid in this bed. What are we going to do about it?
Get him! Hey,
no! Hang on it!
But this time, it looks as though the odds are far too great for Cisco and Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
In the year 1896, milk was delivered in a horse-drawn milk wagon. And a lot of that fresh country milk was poured on steaming bowls of hot Ralston cereal. You see, 1896 was the year hot Ralston first came along. And it's the same today as it was then. A cereal full of good old-time nutrition. It comes from the wheat, whole wheat, and nothing but whole wheat. Hot Ralston's got the vitamins and minerals your whole family needs. And it's got the flavor, too. Good whole wheat flavor. Whole wheat flavor and whole wheat nutrition. That's hot Ralston. Instant Ralston cooks in 10 seconds or regular Ralston. Old time nutrition from Checkerboard Square.
Oh,
back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Seven Devils. Because of the provisions of Gideon Grant's will, lawyer Brad Kelman and ranch foreman Rick Corson planned to murder him, a bedridden invalid, the night of the cowboy masquerade dance. They accomplished the murder in a heavy storm. Then, as they were leaving the house to return to the dance hall, they met Cisco and Pancho just coming in. The lawyer's quick brain at once conceived the scheme of blaming the murder on our friends. And later, when Cisco and Pancho appeared at the dance hall, Kelman loudly accused them of the murder and inflamed the crowd against them. Now...
Santo Chico, we fight everyone in the town, no?
Let us see if we can fight our way to the door.
To the door. Hurry, you hombre. Quick, guys, now. Pull back.
We're going to lynch them, too, Sheriff.
Oh, you ain't going to lynch nobody. Stand back, I'll say. Deputy, get your guns ready.
I got them, Sheriff.
All right. Now, either you boys stand back and cut this off, or the deputy and I start shooting. Cisco's my prisoner.
Get out of the way, Sheriff.
No, by thunder, I won't get out of the way. Gun whip him, deputy. Let him have it. All right, then. Get back. Now, Cisco, get your hands up. I ain't fooling.
See, Sheriff.
And you too, fat one.
If aren't you a fat one, you a skinny one.
Get them hands up.
See, skinny one.
Now get Martin to the jail, Cisco. And you too.
Sheriff, I demand that you let me question those hombres in the devil's costumes.
What do you mean? There's seven devils here.
And can't you think more than seven? You know the ones I mean. The ones whose costumes were wet with the rain.
There, they've gone. They went out of here with Miss Stella.
Then take me to them.
I'll take you to jail, Cisco, right now.
Sheriff, I tell you... As you say, Senor Sheriff.
Well, that's better. Keep your guns on them, deputy.
All right.
They're both bad hombres. Now get out of that door.
See...
Go to the jail, Cisco?
No, we are not going to the jail, Pancho. Uh-huh. First chance we get, we'll make a break. But let us not be foolhardy with those guns right behind us.
Hey, fire! Gideon's house is on fire!
Our thunder and diesel fire! Look, deputy, look at that glare!
Now, Pancho!
Let go of that gun, Cisco!
You should not look at fire, Sheriff, when you have prisoners. Drop that gun.
Pancho got his deputy, Cisco.
Drop that gun.
Are you coyote?
Now, Pancho, come.
Yes. Come back here. Come back. You're on the gun, deputy.
Run for the stable, Pancho.
Hey, all the time. Run, Pancho, get signaled on.
Si.
Diablo! Logo!
There, here. Bueno, Diablo. You never fail me, huh?
Logo, good boy, too. He never failed Pancho. Somebody stop Cisco!
Up there, help
me, Logo, go! Pancho, glad to be this guy, Cisco. Even in the rain.
We are not going to leave the town, Pancho.
Where we go?
We are going to ride just outside the town to make the sheriff think we have left.
Ah.
Then we will circle and come back on the other side of Senor Grant's house.
Well, why we do this, Cisco?
Because I'm going to make those hombres pay for that murder if it's the last thing I do. Pop, get off.
Go!
Sure is a shame, Estella.
Yeah, you can blame the Cisco Kid for that.
I can't believe Cisco would murder Uncle Gideon and set the house on fire because, well, I know Cisco. He's come to visit us.
Oh, he's a bad hombre.
Uncle Gideon's body's in that house. What if he isn't dead?
But he is.
Oh, but you can't be sure. I've got to go into it.
No.
Oh, let me go, Rick. Please, I've got to go into
it. I say no. Not into that fire.
Ow!
You hit my arm like that for, Kelman.
Better go in there, you fool. It's to our advantage.
But she may not come out alive. That house is going fast in spite of the rain. It's dry as tinder.
Good. I hope you don't. Then we'll be sure of the old Galoot's estate.
By thunder, I didn't think of that.
You gotta think of those things. And just to make sure that girl don't come out, Corson, let's follow her in.
Right. Let's go.
Pancho.
Quickly, watch this.
We are going into that house by the back way. Come.
And Pancho, not understand all this. Pancho got a horse, and Pancho still runs.
While we were riding into the grove, I saw the senorita rush into the house.
Into the house.
See, and then I saw those two hombres follow her.
I think it's the other house, no?
I do not think so, Pancho.
Huh?
They talked for a moment before they started.
Huh?
Men who meet to keep anyone from going to a burning house would start at once.
Yeah.
Without stopping to talk.
This back door unlocked, Cisco?
We will see. Uh-huh. No, it is not unlocked. When I give the word, Pancho, we will both put our shoulders to the door.
Now,
once more, we'll give. Come on, follow me, Pancho.
I didn't need that smoke.
It is thick. We can stand it for a minute or two. Let us get to the front of the house.
Right in this house for teeth, dog.
No.
Hit her with your fist. Knock her out.
Come on,
scream.
Come on, Pancho.
Oh, look, Carson. It's Cisco.
Say it is Cisco, you bunch. You would kill the senoritas as well as her uncle, would you?
Give Pancho room, Cisco. Pancho, that she wanted his book. But Pancho, why do?
Get out of here, senorita, while you can.
Go after her, Fred. Stop her before she gets to the sheriff.
That hombre is not going anywhere.
Look out, Cisco. The fire, the heat is coming down.
Madre mia.
Is Cisco hurt?
No, I'm not hurt, Pancho. Jump back just in time. But those timbers came down between us and those hombres. Now they will get away. No, wait. There's a side room. We can go through there.
Pancho, not much more of this smoke, Cisco.
So do I, amigo. We are nearly out of here.
Pancho, not see the front door.
Yeah, just ahead of us. There are those hombres, Pancho.
Where?
They're just lifting the senorita to the back of one of their horses.
Hey, where's this old killing somebody?
I grab, Sheriff.
Not just yet, hombre, for I have some grabbing of my own to do.
Get away from me, you maverick.
First, you.
No. Get out.
No, you do not. Come down off that horse.
Pancho, catch the senorita.
Here you go.
Now you come down here. I don't waste no time with you, hombre. Just about one good blow should quiet you for some minutes.
I should take care of you, hombre.
Yeah. Yes, Cisco. Don't hit me no more.
Do not worry, hombre. I will not. But if I gave you what you deserve, I would probably be charged with your murder. Pancho, how's the senorita?
You're all right, Cisco. The senorita faints, but she come to now.
Well, Cisco, this time I got you, and this time I'll shoot if you make one false move.
Oh, do not be an idiot, Sheriff. You have eyes. Could you not see that hombre trying to take the senorita away?
Well, what about it? Corson said she'd fainted and he was going to take her to a doctor. Looks to me like that was the right thing to do.
See, perhaps right for that hombre Corson, but not for the senorita.
Well...
Get him! Senorita's trying to speak. Now listen.
Cisco. He's joking me. Oh, no. No, Rick, no, please.
Senorita, do not try to talk too much. You've had a very bad experience.
What? Oh, Cisco, oh, I'm sorry.
Everything is all right now, senorita. Do not apologize.
My thunder, Cisco. I don't know what to make of this.
Perhaps I can explain. It should not be hard for you to understand, Senor Sheriff.
Well, I don't know.
It's very simple. Those hombres were going to murder the senorita as they murdered her uncle. Is that clear to you?
Yes. Yes, they were, Sheriff. I could hardly believe it. Oh, this is terrible.
Is that plain enough for you, Sheriff?
Well, yes, I guess it is. Hey, some of you women in the crowd there, take care of Miss Stella here, will you? I've got to get this matter straightened out.
And I think it is about time, too. You better be sure these hombres are put in jail.
I'll handle this, Cisco. Hey, deputy, put the cuffs on Brad and Corson and bring them on to jail.
Pancho, never see two devils look so tame.
I'll tame them. But you, Cisco, and you, Pancho, you're coming along to jail, too.
We are under arrest, too, Senor Sheriff?
No, you ain't under arrest. But I sure need to hear your story. I'm kind of mixed up.
Yes, Sheriff. Pancho thinks you mixed up all right.
Well, that's enough talk out of you, fat one.
Not call Pancho fat one, you skinny one.
Quieto, Pancho. Let the sheriff do things his way.
You're darn tootin' I'll do my way. Come on, let's go.
Si, Senor Sheriff. I think it's about time the law took its course, and I'm sure your way will be right now. Are you going to stay in this town, senorita?
Oh, I don't know, Cisco. All that only happened a week ago, and well, a week isn't much time to decide. I may go east, or I may stay here, but wherever I go, I won't forget you or Pancho.
It's nice to be remembered, senorita.
Yes, and don't forget that. Well, I like to be remembered, too.
There is no danger of my forgetting you.
I wonder.
I promise you there is not.
A girl doesn't meet many men like you, Cisco. Only once or twice in a lifetime, or perhaps not at all. And just to make sure that you do remember me,
Si, senorita?
Yes.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
You know, Pancho not like to go into a house what on fire.
No, no more do I, amigo.
I know, I know.
But in the case of Senor Grant's house, it was necessary.
It was necessary. What Pancho not understand is those buckets, Cisco.
Buckets?
See, si, the buckets.
Tell me, what buckets do you mean, Pancho?
Oh, those buckets in the last hotel Cisco and Pancho stay at.
Oh, you mean those buckets up on the shelves there along the corridors?
The buckets in the shelves in the corridors, see, see, see. And Pancho thinks something wrong with those buckets in the shelves with the corridors.
Oh, there is nothing wrong with them, Chico.
No?
No. Those buckets have a sign on them which says, for fire only.
Well, that's just the trouble, Cisco.
Oh, now what do you mean that's just the trouble?
The buckets say, for fire only. Then why do they put water in them?
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Introducing the high-priced spread, tuberculosis. The more we spread it, the higher the cost in time and money. Tuberculosis, don't spread it around. Make sure your next medical exam includes a tuberculosis checkup. This reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and death.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.